Well, in the first half, I'll discuss some of the ranchera music that was played at the halftime of the NFL game the other night. Oh, yeah, I got thoughts. Then applications on trans issues out of San Francisco and all the different variations of what you could be known as sexually. Also, Vinny Tortorich is going to join us as well. We'll do that right after this.
What's up, everybody? It's All-Star and World Series champ Nick Swisher here, and I'm stoked to tell you about my new podcast, The Nick Swisher Show, right here on Podcast One. If you know me, you know I've worn a lot of hats in my career, and each one of them has had highs, lows, and a whole lot of learning in between. And that's exactly what I'm bringing to this podcast. You're going to get crazy interviews with athletes from their struggles to their successes and all their unbelievable superstitions along the way. You're going to hear from hometown heroes that are stepping up to the plate and making positive change and influences in their communities. I mean, we've got scientists, coaches, comedians. I'm telling you, whether you're an athlete, a parent, a coach, or just looking for a little energy in your life, then Home Plate is right here. It's old school soul with new school vibes. It's the Nick Swisher Show, coming soon wherever you get your podcasts.
From Corolla One Studios in Glendale, California, this is the Adam Carolla Show. Adam's guest today, Alonzo Bowden, with Gina Grad on news, and Vinny Tortorich drops by. And now, while some families celebrate Thanksgiving with a horn of plenty, his celebrates with plenty of horns. Adam Carolla.
Yeah, get it on! Got to get it on. The church again on mandate. You get it on. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for telling a friend. We love that about you, right, Gina Grad?
That's right.
And Alonzo Bowden is going to be in studio any moment now.
Keeping up our perfect streak of comedians being late. Perfect streak.
Yeah. Well, I'll screw it up, but these sort of random events do tend to congregate.
Yeah.
So this is the trouble with being a human, which is, if you have 100 comedians who are never late to this show, and then you have four in a row, then you go, why are comedians always late?
Yeah.
But if you took those four and spread them out over the 100, then you wouldn't make that proclamation.
99.9% perfect record.
But when you flip a coin, it doesn't go heads, tails, heads, tails, heads, tails. It goes heads, 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 tails, heads, heads, tails. And then you go, why does it always land on heads?
Yeah.
That's what you have to be careful of as a human being. But Alonzo,
he'll be here.
Will roll up any moment now.
In one of his little hovercrafts.
He's probably going to be driving a big street cruising motorcycle if I know him.
Yeah, but am I mistaken or does he have one that sounds Jetsons-y? It doesn't sound like a motorcycle.
He has one that's has more cylinders than your car has.
Jesus.
Six cylinders. I think yours is a four banger.
Okay.
Flat six, but we shall see. All right. I was watching Monday Night Football last night. I just tuned into it in the middle of it, and I was watching the halftime show. It took place in Mexico City.
No.
It was San Francisco kind of beating the snot out of Phoenix, and they had the halftime entertainment.
Oh. And was it a local flavor?
Very, very flavorful and very local. And it was some of the most hated music on the planet for me, which is mariachi / ranchera music.
Kind of like Mexican country music. I think that's what that is.
It's like basically ranchera. Somebody constructed a music that would make it impossible for you to study by. That's... You cannot concentrate. You can't study.
It's no Enya.
Yes, I have. Look, if you want to get something done, if you want to do some thinking, put on some classical music.
Right.
And it's not a coincidence that the home of classical music is where some of the greatest innovations and engineering feats come out of. You know what I mean?
Think about the beautiful shamisen and harp music of Japan.
That's right. That's what I was thinking, a little more Germany.
I know.
But okay.
I was adding to it.
Yes. This is, they did three songs. I just told Chris to grab the most annoying middle part of each song. Imagine studying for the SATs.
Anoche me preguntaron qué pasó con tu cariño.
It's a big stage.
Les contesté la neta, traigo broncas con Cupido. El amor no fue pa' mí. El amor no fue pa' mí.
They have managed to ruin horns for me.
That's no easy feat.
It's nearly impossible.
Me hace daño, pero ya lo perdoné.
I am so Pavlovian, this is making me hungry.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
I want to buy some flowers,
yeah.
Or eat a bag of oranges, or have some chips and salsa. Now, this is shit music.
I can't even find the beat, but that could be me.
It doesn't exist. It's shit. And people do this thing all the time where they go, yeah, but culturally, you know, you got to respect it. And I'm like, no, I don't. I don't need to respect the dessert, and I don't need to respect the music. And we got one more.
You know what that's a great example of? This is a great example of when you say all the ingredients are right, but you put it together and
yes.
I'm not feeling the soup. Got a lot of musicians, some horns, some guitars.
All the stuff you want in the stew went into the pot and it came out like a shit sandwich.
Ese grito latino!
All right. I feel the same way about dessert. Just give me some apple pie a la mode.
Yeah.
Your cactus-shaped block of brown sugar and your flan, not cutting it.
No.
And then people go, I like flan. It's like, yeah, there's nothing wrong with flan. But
if you had to pick a dessert, one dessert for the rest of your life, would it be flan?
No, be apple pie a la mode.
Yeah.
And what I was saying to Chris Maxipato, I was yelling over the phone at him when I was driving in, which is culturally. It's like, all right, Russia makes an automobile.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want it.
Mm-mm.
I want the one from Japan or Germany. That's not America.
Right.
I'll take the Japanese automobile or the German automobile because
yeah.
they do a better automobile. And then you go, why are you hating on Russia? It's like, they make a shit car.
Yeah.
So I don't want it.
It's kind of on them.
Yes, and I feel the same way about this music culturally. It sucks. It's always sucked. It's always been bad.
And you've been exposed to it more than the average gringo.
Every construction site I've been on in Los Angeles has had this shit blaring. And what happens is at some point you're measuring something. Put the music back on.
Oh,
I'll give you an example of what would go on the construction site. I'm sitting there and I'm like, all right, so 231 and 5/8, and then I got to do stud layout and 231 and 5/5. What did I say? 5/8? 7/8. Shit, 5/8. Shit, I got to measure this again. 231 and 5/16. 16 on center layout. So it'd be 14 and a half in the bays. Or do we go 24 on center? Wait, a 231 and 16 on center goes into 231 and 7/8? What the fuck did I? Fuck! I can't think. It's impossible for me to calculate. I cannot put thoughts together.
They defy you to remember what you were going to say.
Yes. There's no calculations, there's no concentration, there's no anything that can take place while this is in the blaring in the background.
Is there sheet music for this?
If you hold your tongue and say this is sheet music, I think we'll have our answer.
Okay.
If you physically pinch your
Understood.
Tongue and say this is sheet music.
Right.
All right. So
wow.
And also, I know it's the culture, but it's not dragging America into it. You know, no one is sitting around halftime and popping their fingers going, yeah, I got to get some ranchera cranked up.
Actually, a lot of tweets from people who were there said that they got booed.
Oh, boy.
And
good.
This is in Mexico
on
City.
Turf.
And like, yeah, so they, the NFL, I translated one tweet because people were complaining about it in Spanish too.
well, that says something.
And it's like, does NFL do market study? Nobody likes this.
Wow.
Yeah, so they. Yeah, so even the Spanish-speaking fans weren't happy.
All right, we have some updated leaf blower, Max Pata, stuff to get into. They always miss the mark.
They don't miss the mark if it's my car.
They always miss the mark in the story of the leaf blower. Mm. Whenever someone is trying to say we should do away with leaf blowers, they miss the biggest component of the negativity of the leaf blower, which is the dust cloud.
So in saying, we hear you, we're changing from two-stroke to electric, is not solving the problem.
Still, the dust cloud remains. And the particulates that get into the air, the little micro airborne that get into your lungs, never get out of your lungs. Whenever they're talking about respiratory stuff, they're always worried about the particulates, which is what is airborne, with a stew of Roundup and cat shit and rat shit particles just blowing about. I literally went on a hike last night up the hill behind me in Malibu, and there's this part at the end. It's paved. It's a street. Just walk up the hill. There's a part at the end. It's about 200 yards long where it has a steep incline. And that's where it's right at the end. That's where you get the quad burn. Mm-hmm. That's where you get the glutes burn right at the very end. And as I was coming up, it was 5:30 in the evening. As I was coming up, somebody with a leaf blower was just blowing it out. And because it was like golden hour and golden time, the sun was just kind of setting. I could just see a giant plume of dust that was crossing the street. There's no alternative streets. And the only way to make it to the top for this last 200 yards of quad burn would be to walk through the cloud, turn around, head back down the hill.
Not worth it.
Not worth it. Dawson has the article, though.
The headline is, New York Times opinion writer calls leaf blowers, quote, death machines. Mm. On Tuesday, The Gray Lady published an opinion piece titled, The First Thing We Do, Let's Kill All the Leaf Blowers, by contributing opinion writer Margaret Rankle. Rankle describes her utter disdain for leaf blowers, referring to them as mechanical locusts. They come in a deafening, surging swarm, blasting from lawn to lawn and filling the air with the stench of gasoline and death. I would call them mechanical locusts, descending upon every patch of gold in the neighborhood the way the grasshoppers of old would arrive, in numbers so great they darkened the sky to lay bare a cornfield in minutes.
Biblical.
But that comparison is unfair to locusts, Rankle wrote. However, Rankle insisted that her hatred for leaf blowers primarily comes from their pollution. But the gas-powered leaf blower exists in a category of environmental hell at its own, spewing pollutants, carbon monoxide, smog-forming nitrous oxides, carcinogenic hydrocarbons into the atmosphere at a literally breathtaking rate, she wrote.
Yeah, now I've said this many times, and I don't know what the story is, the stats, I'll screw it up, but like one leaf blower is equivalent to 300 Ford F-150 pickup trucks. Like it's nuts. It's insane. It's also insane that in California, when we never stop talking about air and pollution and environmental impact, and we're going to outlaw non-electric vehicles by 2035, zero discussion of leaf blowers.
But it makes perfect sense because remember the summer of stay inside, shelter in place unless you're protesting.
Yes.
So it's kind of what we're about.
Yes, we are more about movements than we are about practicality.
Why can't we go from blow to suck?
They do have those big vacuum kind of carts they push around with the big catch bag.
Oh, I didn't know they were vacuums.
There is a kind of a lawn vacuum.
Like a lawn Zamboni.
Yeah, what we need to do is, and I don't quite get the math of it, and maybe somebody could explain it to me. The notion is, I'll keep reading and then I'll explain the notion, Dawson.
By the way, she just used the word literally very well, at a literally breathtaking rate.
Yeah.
She cited several studies that claimed that gasoline-powered leaf blowers were harmful polluters to the environment. Electric-powered leaf blowers, though, she still claimed as awful for their damage to biodiversity. But the trouble with leaf blowers isn't only their pollution spewing health consequences, it's also the damage they do to biodiversity. Fallen leaves provide protection for overwintering insects. and the egg sacs of others. Leaf blowers, whether electric or gasoline-powered, dislodge that leaf litter that is so essential to insect life, the insect life that is in turn so essential to birds and other wildlife.
All right. I'm not so interested about the insect larva, but I am.
Fun fact.
She does this whole spiel, but she never gets to the dust cloud that you're walking through, which is all over your car, insidious, and all over your lungs. Now, the math that I'm trying to figure out, and I brought this one up years ago when Ball Brian was having none of it.
Oh. Well, this is the perfect time to do it, then.
Right. But I still couldn't pin him down on the math. Now, L.A. County has a law. It's been in place for 25 years. They don't enforce it. They don't enforce it because it impacts the Hispanics who are listening to the ranchero music, who are blowing this toxic cloud all over our neighborhoods. Now, my thing as a consumer and as a free market guy is you outlaw the leaf blowers. And then the argument from Brian was if you outlaw the leaf blowers, then the gardeners, and I think this is the city's problem too, are going to be left holding the bag because it's going to take them an extra half hour to rake everything up and sweep everything
up.
My thing is, you then pass that along to the consumer. Just like you'd go, well, why? We couldn't have airbags in cars that cost too much for GM to manufacture. Right. No, they would pass it. They pass it along.
Yeah, I don't think Frito-Lay is holding the bag on chip prices right now. I think that's being passed along to us.
It's just passed along. So if you said one gardening company could use their leaf blowers and the other couldn't, then that situation would arise.
Right.
We go, well, the one that couldn't pass it along because people go with the cheaper one. Brian's argument was, well, then what would be to stop you from going to another gardener who would undercut your gardener who just tacked on $40 each time they showed up? And I said, but it equally applies to all gardeners,
yeah.
So they would all have to tack it on. And then he got back to what's to stop them from undercutting. And I was like,
that's up to them. Nobody's using a leaf blower.
It's like, what's to stop GM from adding an airbag and not passing it along?
Right.
It's like, well, then they're getting fucked.
Right.
That's not going to happen. The people who own the homes have money. If you have a gardener, if you can afford a gardener to show up weekly, then presumably you have money and you're in some sort of bracket where you could then go, we're outlawing leaf blowers. Each gardening team is going to spend an extra 20 minutes at each home, and that's going to translate into an extra $50 a week or whatever it is for them to do their extra work depending on the size of your yard. That would be...
That's that.
Now we're done. You've outlawed...
Look, it
would be faster for them to burn leaves, too, but
set your lawn on
fire. You don't do it.
You can't do that.
There's no burning leaves here.
Right.
So I don't get what the argument is, but yet we cannot, because if we do that, then there will be, as there was, I think, the Million Gardener March on downtown. This took place in...
Before my time.
Chris will find that article. But it took place in, like... 99 or
what
something.
What do we want to mow your lawn? When do we want it?
Right. So they then all showed up. The optics were bad because they were all of a lower class and brown. And so the politicians just backed off and then continued to say out of one side of their mouth, we need more regulation to keep the air clean. And then out of the other side of their mouth, not say a word about an ordinance that was on the books.
Yeah.
That would clean the air and literally clean what's coming out of the exhaust, but also just clean the dust plume.
And I can only imagine how much healthier and more sanitary this would be for the gardener, not to have to live in this looking like pig pen from the peanuts.
I have seen those guys with either nothing and or a bandana
just pulled up
in front of their face, sitting in a cloud, own dust cloud of airborne particulates. Yes, it has to be horrible for them.
And how narcissistic is the leaf blower? It's, I want my shit to be clean. It's blowing on my neighbors and in the street, but that ain't my problem.
And there is nobody who lives in SoCal or any neighborhood who hasn't been awoken by the grind of these things. They don't have mufflers or governors on them. They don't have catalytic converters. If they did, gangs would be stealing them from the backs of Mexicans as they're using them. They're louder than shit. I cannot tell you the number of times I've changed course walking the dog up the street. I see the guy with the blower. By the way, they're not blowing it up toward the home. They're blowing it down toward the street, right, which is where you're trying to walk your dog.
This might be a gender thing, but in my neighborhood, they're very nice when they see me walking, like walking at night. They stop until I pass. Do they do that for you, or is that just for the ladies?
If they see you, they will oftentimes stop or change direction, but the cloud is still blown out
there. The plume remains.
Did you find that article, Chris? We looked at it before. It's like 99, probably like a Los Angeles Times thing. Anyway, they all came out en masse to protest this. All right. Chris will look for that. I'll buy you a little bit of time. To be fair to the person from the New York Times, we live in the desert. So she's worried about leaves and larvae, and we're worried about dust clouds.
And dust mites.
Yes, because for them, and God knows, anyone with allergies or pollen or whatever, but the region of the country she's from does not have the huge dust. We have a dust problem here. Alonzo Bowden has just stepped up. We will set him up and put him in here in a second, because I have this next story. I was thinking of Alonzo when I was crafting this next story for him. Alonzo's put down his crash helmet.
Motorcycle jacket.
What'd you ride
Good
here?
Good afternoon. BMW R18.
Is that the super quiet one?
No.
Oh, okay.
That's the one I got. I still owe you a ride.
That's right. Thank you very much.
No, this one's new. This is
1800 cc?
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's a big displacement. Four or six cylinder?
Twin.
Twin. So it's a two. It's four.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. It's a twin four.
No, it's a twin.
Twin. Oh, man. That is.
900 cc cylinders opposed in a boxer motor.
Do we, hold on, do we have Alonzo's mic worked
just
out?
Tilt it right
put your
down
headphones
to you.
On and
sorry about that.
tilt it on down. Wow, that is big displacement per cylinder. I don't want to geek out too much, but 1,800 cc's on two cylinders. I had a Honda 404 that was four cylinders on 400 cc's. This is two cylinders on 1,800 CC, so that is a thumper.
Yeah, the first bike I ever bought new was the Honda 900F back in the 80s. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wow, one cylinder here is four cylinders back then.
Right.
You know, 900 CCs each. But yeah, so it's a great bike. And it's good to be here.
It's
here
good to have you,
Alonzo.
Gina, it's good
happy
to
see you.
Yeah.
I had this store I wanted to get into out of San Francisco. Sorry, where was the where's the trans thing? Oh, that was San Francisco.
Trans Am?
I think. Or was it San?
Which
I
one?
I was asking about the paperwork, Chris, with the sexual
San
gender.
San Francisco.
San Francisco. There's a Seattle and a San Francisco story. The San Francisco story is they want to do universal income for the trans community as long as you're poor and in the trans community, which would then have people want to game the system and try to enter the trans community in order to get $1,200 a month for up to, I think, 18 months. But
I'm more concerned with the fact you thought this would be my story.
I know
I'm looking for the connection there because I'm
trans
a little,
story.
There's something.
I think he thought, Trans Am.
There's something I should know.
Yeah. But it's the choices when you fill out the paperwork. Mm-hmm. They give you 90-something? How many?
I saw that. Yeah, it was like the driver's test was given in, like, what, 16 languages or some crazy number like that. Yeah, I did see an article about that. There's, like, 90 or some insane number of possible ways to fill out that form.
Did you see this, Gina?
No, I haven't. I'm trying to look at it.
It's awesome. Chris will figure it out. But Chris, you can just read a few of them off. You don't need us to read them.
Yeah, fire it off. That looked like a lengthy little page.
Just read them to me.
So for pronouns, okay, so First off, that you have five kinds of trans status: transgender, non-binary, gender non-conforming, intersex, or none. Pronouns: the usual she, her, hers, he, him, his, they, them, theirs. It, its, is. No. Co, co's, zi, zim, z's, z, zem, zers, am, airs.
How did you know I was a zim?
That's why I pulled the story.
I've heard of a lot of things. I've not, the second half of the list I've never seen before. Pers, fay, fair, fairs, a, air, airs, tay, tear, tears, vey, ver, vers.
All right, they're making this shit up.
I've never
That's
heard
not
of
even
this.
The best part. Scroll down. You get to choose other stuff. Like, you can choose if you want to be called a fuck boy.
What? No.
T-girl, demi-girl.
That's a lot of gender identity.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you have woman.
So, I've heard of T-girl. I've heard of woman. Transgender woman, I've heard.
I've never heard of T-girl.
I've never heard woman of trans experience. Not sure what that one means.
Woman with a history of gender transition.
Not, what does that mean?
Feminine of center.
So how does
cisgender
this,
man?
I think I'm feminine of center.
How does the process work? How does the vetting process work? You sit
Honor
around
code.
And make shit up and then go, this is how I feel sexually or this is how I identify. And then we enter it into the record. And is this – here's my general theory. My general theory is when your kid says – I'd like to change my name. Like, I don't like the name Bernadette.
Mm.
I want to be called Sherry.
Mm.
You'd go, okay. And then at some point they go, I'm done with Sherry. I want to be called Tina. And you go, all right, Tina it is. And then they go, I'm done with Tina. I want to be called Nancy. And you go, all right, this is getting a little tiresome. And it doesn't really feel like you like these names.
It's
just feels like
Sinatra's.
You want to fucking run me around. And then they go, I want to be Tefifi Coco. And you go, I don't even know how to spell that. And they go, well, you better start using it. There's going to be an issue.
It's spelled with a seven.
I could get you fired. And then they start, Chris, I mean, some of these ones are insane.
Oh, there's more.
Oh, yes. Chris, I primed Chris on this shit, but I don't know why he's caught.
Do you know what I think happened? Off. Well, you know what I think
I
happened?
I wanted you to get your thought out first before I threw it around.
I think what happened is the person whose job it was to make this list, right? After about the third time they added to it, they said, all right, I'm just typing everything once. Like everything, anything I heard, someone might have been, some suggest, you know. But and they were just like, I'm not doing this again because it's an unending list.
That's
right. I'm typing 100 different categories. You pick what you want to be.
Oh, please let me rattle this off.
Go.
go to the top. Here we go. And you're going to love it. Here we go. Intergender, Maverick, Nova Gender, Two Spirit, Hijra, Kathoe, Mux, Kanith or Xanath, X-gender, MTX, FTX, Bakla, Mahu, Fafafine, Waria, Paleoana, Astheme, Mashoga, Mangeko, Chibados, Tida Wina, Bixa'a, Alia, Huame, Lahame, Nalihi, Dibla, Winki. Keep going.
It sounds like you're ordering at a luau.
Yeah. Just in time. Nina Posikitspopape. Machi Embra.
Well done.
Thank you. Quarry Warmi. Chukchi. Wakawani. Fakaliti. Kalabal. Kalale. Bisu. Occult. Travesti. Is that it? All right, good.
Oh, there's more. There's over 100.
So,
of them,
just for the listeners, I want to explain to you that everything Gina just read is on a screen across the room.
Yeah.
And it sounded to me like you were reading the eye test. Like
Badly.
You were taking the eye test, but you thought it was one word.
Absolutely. What's a demi boy?
No one knows what any of this shit is, and neither do these people. They're just running you around.
FTX, that's the guy who was a billionaire in crypto.
That's
and just
right.
went broke. So
we're going to talk about
that. So he has one category. He's the only FTX.
Got it. Oh, you can identify as a stud.
That I would abide by.
Yeah.
A demi boy, also known as a demi guy. or a demi-dude is a gender identity describing someone who partially identifies as a man or a boy.
What about, is that gender fuck? Is that why it's blacked out?
I thought it was, but I Googled it, and there's something called gender flux.
Oh.
And yeah, that one's an identity.
Use that when you saw her, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Gender
but
creative.
I've heard gender fluid. I've heard
right.
people say that.
Sure.
Now, so is gender flux and gender fluid the same thing?
Got to look it up.
Gender flux is a gender identity that varies in intensity over time.
All right. And is there... Now, are these pronouns or are these how you identify? Because the pronouns are different.
These are not
right?
pronouns. These are gender identity.
All right. Yeah. All right. So it's fucking nonsense. They're
also,
just running you around, and it's fucking bullshit.
I don't know. You know, we don't know where the country's going. It's going off in two very separate directions very quickly.
Safe spaces and octagons.
That's right. And you know what? Take care of yourself. It's not worth the $1,800 to be on this list. I don't know where this list is going. I'm just going to live my life.
$1,200.
The $1,200 probably isn't going to happen because everyone's on that list. Because it did say man and woman. Like
cis-man,
that
yeah.
was on the list. Yeah. So everyone's on the list. So,
right.
so they're just... Is everyone going to get $1,200 or no one going to get
$1,200? Well, this is going to be dogs at the airport. Which is, I would like to travel with my dog for
That'd
free. Well, good. Just go get this guy to sign a note, and then you can travel with your dog for free, even though you don't need to travel with your dog.
Right.
But who doesn't want to travel with their dog for free? And who is poor, who lives in San Francisco, does not want $1,200 a month for up to 18 months.
Sure.
When I was 19, I would have gladly filled out this form and gotten my money.
You did it for free on your license last year.
That's right. That's right. I went with the...
What were you on your license? What are you?
Currently,
is that something I should know?
He's currently an ex-gender.
I was renewing my license. I made the mistake of doing it in front of my teenage son, and he thought, wouldn't it be funny if you just check the Xbox in there for the non-gender conformity? And I was like, yeah, it sounds fun. So I did it.
So, yeah. All right. So you're like the biggest ex-gender...
Yeah. You ought to know.
...in the game.
Yeah,
one.
I remember pulling up to the window and the person like looked down at the ex-gender and I was like, you want to go with this? And I'm like, yeah.
They looked at you and said, have you read any of your own books?
All right. Well, Vinny Tortorich is going to chime in a second because he has thoughts about health and things and Thanksgiving. First, I'll tell you about Cozy Earth. Give holiday gifts they'll appreciate every night. I got a couple suggestions for you. And a special offer from Cozy Earth, the brand that made Oprah's favorite things 5 years in a row. Cozy Earth, luxury bedding made using the finest premium viscose from highly sustainable bamboo, naturally tempered, naturally temperature regulating. This stuff is so good. I sleep on it every night. It makes a difference, and you are worth it. Luxurious loungewear, ultra-soft lounge pants, tees, ladies' PJs, joggers, pullovers, crews, hoodies for men, designed to flatter every body type. And check out their premium plush and waffle bath towels as well. You owe yourself good towels, good bathrobes, good pullovers, good joggers, good PJs, and good sheets. Plus, every Cozy Earth bedding item comes in a beautiful, reusable canvas bag. No gift wrap required. It's Cozy Earth, right, Dawson?
Save 40% now on Cozy Earth. Hurry, holiday deals end soon. Go to CozyEarth.com/ACS. And be sure to enter ACS at checkout to save 40%. That's CozyEarth.com/ACS.
All right, we'll take a quick break. Back with Alonzo and Vinny Tortorich right after this. Do you own? Do you rent your home? Sure you do. And it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling your policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you have so much to do already around your home. Why not make it easy? Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see just how much you could save. It's Geico Easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com.
And now, a totally innocuous word that sounds dirty when Mike Dawson says it.
Wishbone.
Ew. Let's get back to the Adam Carolla Show.
Well, Alonzo Bowden is hanging with us. Vinny Tortorich is zooming in. Vinny just dropped himself a PragerU vid. I just watched it. It's excellent. It's called America's Fat, but you don't have to be. Available at PragerU, their YouTube channel. And it's basically talking about living in the middle class of weight, which we used to have. Now, as I've said, safe spaces and octagons. We have ultra fit guys, like nutty, and women, like insane ultra fit people, and then we have just morbidly obese people. What happened to the middle? Just the average family. Vinny?
Yeah, you know, you used it before I could. You know, I heard you the other day talk about Priuses and oversized trucks, you know, these Monster Rally trucks. And, you know, I added that, you know, for years you've been hearing me talk about Woodstock 1969 when, you know, you didn't have everybody was in shape. But I've added to that, you know, you didn't see morbidly obese people and you didn't see Arnold Schwarzenegger type people there. Now, that's where we are. Either it's my 1,000-pound life or you're an Instagram star that looks like you can win the IFBB competition tomorrow. There's no in between.
Well, it strikes me that food addiction is addiction in general seems to just be ramping up. And I'm not talking about fentanyl. I'm just saying, when I was growing up, when I was 19 or 15 or even when I was 25, nobody needed coffee like all day, every day. It was just kind of the guys on the construction crew swing by 7-Eleven, get a cup of coffee. Some would. Nobody had bottles and bottles of water, things of coffee. Nobody ever made like midday coffee runs. Nobody had a cup of coffee when they got home from work. There was barely... My family didn't have a cup of coffee in the morning.
Sanka doesn't count.
They just get up and go. No coffee, no gourd filled with filtered water. We just kind of so the general kind of putting things in our mouth, just the motion, just all
the habitual.
Just all of the mints, all of the vaping, all of the coffee, all of the swigs, the 10,000 varieties of water, bottled water, soda water, like with essence and zest of everything. We're getting our hands up to our mouths a lot. And that's going to translate into fatter people because that hand is going to have a burger in it half the time.
Hey, Vinny, is it also that average people don't take their picture? Like, you know, everything's social media, right? So you got to post. Like, if you're posting on Instagram, it's because you're in phenomenal shape.
Yeah.
And the average person, except for, like, we went through the dad bod phase, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
People were posting that. But otherwise, you're not going to post it. And then if you weigh, you know, like you said, 1,000 pounds, now you're on a TV show. And but the average person just... You're average. Nobody's looking at you. Nobody's interested.
Well, I would say to that, and I get where you're going with this. And Alonzo, I'm one of your biggest fans. I'm a bit.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you.
Man, dude, we were born the same year. You're a couple of months older than me. Yet you look 10 years younger than me, which proves that black really does not crack.
Not on the outside. The inside is rotted to almost nothing.
Right. I mean, I look at this. I look at this like, Alonzo is my age, and he looks 48, and I look 80. But Alonzo, to your point, I'm one of the few people, Gina knows this about me, I don't walk around looking at a phone. I'm still looking at society. And when I go through the Atlanta airport, or I go through anywhere and look around, people simply do not look the way they looked 10 years ago or 20 or 30 years ago.
Yeah, they're bigger. Yeah, definitely.
It's not just about people going, well, fucking, I'm fat. I'm not going to put it on the internet. No, we're doing just the opposite. Have you ever heard of a girl named Lizzo? She's out there larger than charge. And if you go to any Target, you'll see the mannequins in Target are now fat. And people say to me, well, oh, come on, Vinny, shouldn't we have mannequins that look like us? Yes, but you shouldn't have to change. We're moving the goalposts so much that we might as well just make the goalposts go completely from end zone to end zone, and you're still not going to kick it through. We're outside of that, and that's kind of the problem here.
Well, the problem in general is the sort of shame switcheroo that we've done sort of globally in our society. For instance, you know, it's weird. It just popped in my head. But like places like Japan, they're kind of shame-based. Mm. There are not a lot of lard asses wobbling around the streets of Japan. They seem to be a fitter group, and there is a certain amount of shame, and we hate shame, and we don't want to shame anybody, and this has become a bad word now, but it really keeps society in check, and we have done a kind of global thing, which is you can't shame, you know. It's so funny. I was watching like Entertainment Tonight the other night, and they were talking about the AMAs, and there's some guy was in a band. I don't know who he is. I don't know, whatever. And the guy who was interviewing him went, "Oh my God, you lost 50 pounds. That is amazing." And you could see the guy's face go, "Oh shit, I'm going to get yelled at for losing weight." Mm-hmm. Like Adele did or whoever did. And the guy went, I didn't do it to lose the weight. I did it to have a healthier lifestyle. Like he had to quickly cover his tracks. It's kind of like the same. Like if you said 20 years ago, there were a bunch of shows where like we tour celebrity mansions. We walk through them and they talk, I put a fountain in my bedroom next to the room for presents where we just wrap gifts and stuff like that. You don't see those shows anymore because it's not that the celebrities aren't rich. It's not that they don't have huge houses. They don't want to get shamed with their opulence. They don't want people coming in and showing you just how much money they have and how many bidets they have in their entry hall. So we did this thing with fat where you can't shame. We're doing it with grades now. Like, hey, you can't suspend this kid and you got to change the math scores because it's shaming certain kids who aren't keeping up. This will never work. It will always have a bad ending. It doesn't really matter if it's fat or math. The kid's going to be fat. He won't be able to do long division, and he'll be fucked. And then we'll feel good about ourselves for not shaming the fat kid who can't do long division.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. But like when you mentioned Lizzo, Lizzo's famous because she owns it. Lizzo's like, I'm a big girl. I'm huge. I own it. This is sexy. Take a look at me, and if you don't like it, it's your problem. So I get that. I'm okay with that. I was just reading a thing that they said, and this is because I have way too much free time. I read all this stuff. But they said for women, skinny is coming back, and they're nervous about it. Skinny is going to, like...
It's not just skinny.
That 90s...
The heroin chic.
Right, that was it,
And the reason why heroin chic existed to begin with, because the models were on heroin, and it was too hard to get them off heroin. So everyone pivoted and said, no, you're supposed to look like that. Make it a negative two size. It was because they were addicted to drugs. Mm. So it's not coming back. And fuck that shit.
I get what you're saying. And you're right, Adam. There has to be some degree of, okay, that's too much. Or, yeah, it's math. Like math, there are numbers in math. So I'm not judging you. It's a number. It's either the right number or the wrong number, right? 2 times 2 is 4. And if you say it's 5, I don't care how bad you feel.
You're wrong.
It's a number. Yeah. You're wrong. When it comes to what looks good, what is sexy, this and that, like me and a buddy were laughing one time. We walked past a Harley dealer and the mannequin had the biggest boobs. We were like, wow. So now they kind of make mannequins to what you're selling. So I guess if you're in Target, they're like, okay, our customers a little bit bigger. We're going to go with that.
I was in a Rite Aid in Santa Monica the other day, saw a Black Santa mannequin.
There you go.
That's progress.
How dare they?
Look, that's all good and fine. And, you know, I'm always Gran Torino over here going, we need to get back. But we're not, and to your point with Lizzo, Lizzo gets to be Lizzo because she's super talented.
Right.
So, and she's got a great personality. So I get Lizzo. But when Lizzo does a thing and says, I'm a vegan, and then they post all the stuff Lizzo eats, and it's everything from Doritos to Mountain Dew, Lizzo should be more responsible. She should use her celebrity and be more responsible because she can say, hey, look, I'm loud and proud. Look at how fat I am. I think I'm beautiful this way. Great. Guess what's not beautiful? Your liver. Guess what's not beautiful? You have at least 5 comorbidities. And we just went through a pandemic when all we saw was people dying because of comorbidities. And now we're celebrating this. It just doesn't wash with me. That's where my problem is with the Lizzo types. And the same people who are praising Lizzo got on the other girl, the British singer,
Adele.
Who's also Adele, for losing weight.
Right.
So, you know, it's kind of what Adam was saying a minute ago. You know, it used to be that you lost weight back in the days of Jared. Oh, look, I used to wear pants that looked like this. Now I don't wear these pants.
Maybe we shouldn't mention Jared.
Yeah.
Jared's weight.
Jared shouldn't be in
you know how he lost the weight.
Might not be the best way to lose weight.
we used to praise the people who lost a lot of weight. Now we look down on them. And that is not a good direction. You're an aviation guy, but both of you guys like airplanes. I can't remember which airplane it is, but one of them, they're going to have to start skipping seats, checkerboarding seats, not because there's not enough elbow room, but there's too much weight on the plane. This article came out about a week ago. I wish I could cite
the article. I read it. United's going to start doing that.
I don't know which aircraft, but they're
going to do it. Well, that's what they said, that everyone wants is going to want the seat next to the empty middle seat.
Right.
Yeah, well, all right. Yeah, Vinny's right, which is we argue over the aesthetic endlessly, and we lie about it, you know, big and beautiful. No guy I know likes fat chicks. I mean, let's be honest. That's the long and the short of it. Society's always trying to get guys attracted to some new vision of an aesthetic. It doesn't work. It's set. It's locked. It's done. There's a couple chubby chasers out there, but in general, we are not into fat chicks. That's why Gisele Bündchen is Gisele Bündchen. That's how it works. But we could be focusing on the health aspect of it, because the aesthetic side of it is too political, too tricky, and no politician or comedian or, you know, late night show host wants to wade into those waters. But we could be having a real conversation. Now, it was kind of interesting. The comorbidity thing was a major, major part of COVID. And every politician and every Fauci and everybody was trying to tamp all that down and just focus on the numbers. Well, the numbers were far skewed for fat people and comorbidities and all the things that come with toting around an extra 80 pounds. And it was never discussed. And it almost seems like it's all kind of part of a plan. And I don't know what the end game is with the plan, but it's a sort of short-term popularity plan, which is I got one kid and one kid's eating sugar puffs for breakfast and he's fat. And then the other kid is just eating eggs and broccoli for breakfast. And then there's a third kid who wants to eat sugar smacks for breakfast. And then we're all going to take a vote on how I'm doing as a dad. And the dad, in this case, is a politician and just trying to win over the fucking third person. Doesn't really care if the kids are healthy or not, sadly.
Well, you hit on the reason behind it is selling food. It's business, right? It's not good business to be healthy. There's no money in broccoli. There's money in sugar. There's no money in lean meat. There's money in pizza, right? Yes. I mean, that's what it's about at the end of the day. So they're going to tell you what – they're not going to bring up the health aspect. You know how bad it would be for the fast food industry to start talking about health? They're like, oh, no, don't mention that. This is delicious.
You think they wanted to put the calories on their menu?
Right. They fought that all the way. Like just a shake. It's like, okay, there's half of your day's calories – in that shake you just drank, which is okay once in a while, but not with every meal. But they push it. What's the first thing they say when you order your meal? You want to supersize that?
Yeah.
Yep.
And what else?
Yeah. In answer to your question, what's in it? Money's in it. There's no money in teaching people that eating healthy, like losing weight, whatever. They're like, well, you're not going to make any money
also,
on that.
Also, we don't have a standard. I mean, we had the food pyramid, which was totally fucked up and upside down. But do you know how many people I've spoken to where I've went, look, you got to cut out all the carbs, and you got to start. And they go, I know what works for me. Sorry for doing the chick voice, Gina, but it's normally a chick going, I know what works for me. And I go, it's not you. It's biology. Would you do that with your dog? Oh, I like feeding him kibble with a lot of grains and shit in it, byproducts and shit he doesn't want, and orange dye number 7.
No, that's animal abuse.
Versus this. It's like, no, a dog is a dog. A person is a person. We all react the same to the same what we're putting in our mouths. Some people, it happens a little faster with and a little more effective, you know, a little more efficiently with, but we all do the same. Everyone thinks they're floating out on some sort of island, which is another problem where we've done the you're you and you're a snowflake and no two are alike and you're an individual and don't let anyone ever tell you what to do. No, let Vinny Tortorich fucking tell you what to do and shut up.
Well said.
I told that to my wife.
You use that quote. Vinny, was it you who said, because if it wasn't you, I'm sure you'll agree, but I feel like it was you, said when you're grocery shopping, stay on the perimeter of the grocery store. Don't head into the aisles with all the cookies and crackers. Yeah, I started saying
that 40 years ago, but that's become, everyone says that now, which is the truth. I mean,
the produce, the meat.
And look, I'm the guy who, I said it in my book 11 years ago, the only animals that get fat are the ones we domesticate. Mm. Look at it, cats, dogs. You know, we feed them the same crap we're eating. And now you got these idiots that think cats and dogs should eat vegan diets. Those people should be arrested and hung by their toes. I mean,
tell that to my dog's vet.
Vinny's book, I remember him saying, you got to treat the supermarket like a black neighborhood. Stay around the outside.
Oh, is that
Do
how
not
he said
march
it?
Through the middle it really, of it.
Is that
Sorry.
A direct quote?
That was in the book.
I remember
Vinny, the quote.
Vinny, good luck with that. And just for the record, I do not endorse Vinny in any way.
See? I'm sorry.
I feel like that was a direct quote. You know how Adam likes to read.
I like to read. Yeah. So there's an article that just came out, which is about red meat, which is, surprise, surprise, after 45 years of arguing about, is red meat good for you? Is it bad for you?
Well, what are we today?
Dawson will read it.
Red meat is not a
help. Red meat is like a white neighborhood. You just want to.
That's right.
Red meat is not a health risk. New study slams years of shoddy research. Studies have been linking red meat consumption to health problems like heart disease, stroke, and cancer for years. But nestled.
Stop, Mike, stop. Stop. Go to the second paragraph. I have a photographic memory. Just go to the second paragraph. Stop. Just go to the second.
Nearly all the research is observational, unable to tease out causation convincingly. Most are plagued by confounding variables. For example, perhaps meat eaters simply eat fewer vegetables, or tend to smoke more, or exercise less. Moreover, many are based on self-reported consumption. The simple fact is that people can't remember what they will eat with any accuracy. And lastly, the reported effect sizes in these scientific papers are often small. Is the supposed 15% greater risk of cancer really worth worrying about? Okay.
Let me just start commenting here. Let's see. Where have I heard this before? Was there a movie called Fat, a Documentary, where I had at least 4 experts saying exactly the fucking same thing?
Go, girl.
Exactly the fucking same thing. How many people in my documentary said correlation does not equal causation? How many of them? I mean, we've been saying this. Nina Teicholz wrote a book 10 years ago called Big Fat Surprise, where she took those same studies and said, number one, they're epidemiological studies. And Mike Dawson just said 15%. It was actually a plus or minus 2%. And when you look at science, plus or minus 2% is zero. It's exactly zero. There was no correlation, much less causation. Yet they cherry picked that science and went in the direction they wanted to. So good fucking luck. Look where we are today.
So, Vinny, let me ask you this. Would you say that, and this is red meat or what, because it always changes what we're supposed to eat, what we're not supposed to eat, that it's bad for you to eat too much of any one thing? Like if you just eat red meat, that's probably going to be bad for you. But if you just eat vegetables, you don't get the protein. Is that accurate? I'm asking it here. I don't know.
Yeah. That's I find that accurate. Now, I know a lot of people are going to go, well, what about, you know, people that's doing a carnivore diet and they're only eating meat? they're proving the point that that is the one thing you can eat as a superfood and just keep eating and not get sick. There's guys that have been, you want to talk about epidemiological studies. We've been watching people do this online now for 10 years, and we're not talking five people with tinfoil hats. We're talking tens of thousands of people. But the fact of the matter is, I like doing it all. You want to get all of the phytonutrients from good vegetation. You want to get, and I'm not talking about vegetables in cans. I'm talking good whole vegetables, cruciferous vegetables. Notice I haven't mentioned fruit in that, because fruit is nothing but nature's candy. You're not going to do anything except get a sugar spike from it. Eating that, red meat, fish, chicken, right down the line, you're going to be healthy. Eggs. Adam and Drew asked me one time on the Adam and Drew show, if you had to eat one food, what would it be? And without hesitation, I said, they said for a month, one food for a month. I said, pussy. An egg.
Oh, egg.
Eggs. Eggs. Yeah.
I said, just give me eggs for a month. And then Adam turned to Drew, and Drew goes, yeah, he's right. It's got every nutrient you need in it. It's got every amino acid. So, yes, you can eat like that. I can't imagine just eating eggs and meat every day, all day. But there are people who do it very successfully.
Well, look, first things first. In terms of the experts, 10 minutes ago, we were pulling the yolk out of the egg, sure, and doing egg whites. So we're essentially taking the part that was most nutrient-rich.
The liquid gold.
We took all the best part nutritionally.
James Harden didn't like that.
Out of the egg.
That's right.
And then you could have as much toast as you wanted, as long as you spread margarine on top of the toast, which was horrible. So you're taking the healthy part of the egg out, you're eating the fluff part of the egg, and then you're eating four pieces of whole grain toast
with the seed oil,
covered with seed oil. And that was heart healthy and considered Moses from the mountain with a tablet for decades in this country. So whether we're talking about COVID or we're talking about Lizzo or we're talking about breakfast, realize the experts are fucking wrong about all of it, and they have been for a very long time. I think the main thing is what I've gleaned from this entire thing is, yes, sugar, cut it out, and carbs as much as you can, cut it out. Lots of vegetables and then lots of proteins and meats and fish and whatever. You will feel great and the weight will come off. But the problem that I bring up every time is this insidious seed oil thing, which has permeated every single facet of modern day eating.
Must be cheap.
There is.
It's in everything.
Seed oil, as I've said, in the avocado oil mayonnaise that I bought, it started with sunflower oil when the bottle says avocado oil on it.
Yep. In the oil-packed artichoke hearts. It's not olive oil.
In Paul Newman's olive oil dressing. The great Paul Newman. In that, if you find the Paul Newman oil and vinegar, or like Italian, whatever, it says olive oil in front, turn it over. Goo. Seed oil. You must travel with a jeweler's loop. It is and read everything. I don't give a fuck if there's a picture of a giant olive on front of the thing under Paul Newman's head. Turn that bottle around. It is in every chip. It is in every snack. It is in every dressing. It is completely ubiquitous. And at some point, somebody's going to trace back this this morbidity that we're entering now and draw a straight line to this oil, which I'm acutely aware of and still have trouble avoiding because it is... I can't tell you all of the time where someone goes, oh, I made you a salad for dinner. And I go, what dressing did you? It's called Fresh Horizons. I got it in the green section of the Whole Foods. I'm like, Fresh Horizons. Yeah, it's got a picture of the sun on there and Michelle Obama hugging an infant. Oh. And you go, what is this? And you turn around and it is seed oil.
Yep.
Every time.
I think it's a dirty trick for anything unhealthy in Whole Foods.
That's true.
Right? When you go to Whole Foods, you're kind of trusting them on the label at a store.
You're paying extra for it.
Right. And you know, this is like the what is it, the high fructose corn syrup?
Yep.
That is just liquid sugar.
It's just cheap.
But it's just under a different name. And like you said, Gina, it's cheap.
Yeah.
So pump it in there. And the sugars are addicting. The sugars do get you 100%.
Hooked. 100%.
Where you have to keep eating them. I know I eat too much sugar.
Well, this dressing says classic oil and vinegar, which would make me think it has two ingredients.
Yes.
But it has more. Olive oil, water, canola oil, and then sugar not too far down.
And I think, Chris, there's one, too, where it's called olive oil in something. It's got, I mean, first off, half the shit that says whatever it is on the label and the health food stuff, it's all got canola oil in it.
And we call it canola oil because we don't like rapeseed, right, Vinny?
Yeah, it's actually rapeseed oil, but... When you got rape in your name,
it doesn't
fly. So
bad PR.
It was from Canada, so they said, hey, let's just call it Canada oil. So they changed that to canola.
What do all these oils do to the human body? And they are ubiquitous.
Whether it's canola, safflower, sunflower, soy, which is probably the worst, the extraction process to try to get oil out of those plants, out of those seeds, they basically go through chemical processes that turns it into, remember 3-in-1 oil, or they called it sewing machine oil and that kind of stuff? It was made for that. And then they figure that, oh, wait, you can add this to food. It's no different. It's those same oils, but without that little chemical smell they add to sewing machine oil to let you know not to drink it. Well, you can't drink it over there because they added a chemical perfume to it. But over here, we'll call it something else. It's exactly the same lubrication.
It's no different. We have another dressing. This is, again, just olive oil and vinegar.
That's what it says. Paul Newman's
again,
olive oil and vinegar.
Should be two ingredients.
That's what it
probably
says.
Eight.
Olive oil blend, vegetable oil, which is soybean oil and or canola oil.
So my point is you're going to the Whole Foods in Malibu. You think you want to take care of your family. Mm-hmm. You trust the Newman name. It says olive oil and vinegar. It comes in a glass bottle and you go, good.
Perfect.
I have this. And what you don't know is it's got all the soybean oil in it as well.
I think before we let Vinny go, because it's so close to Thanksgiving, I think he always has surprising things to say, like New Year's. When we talk about fitness, it's start slow and slow down, which people do the opposite. They fucking pump and they burn out by March and then they say, screw it. So I know that you posted something the other day about Thanksgiving. I think it would be really good for everyone to hear.
Is that the, it doesn't matter what you do?
No, just eat. It's Thanksgiving. Have your meal.
Exactly. No one's ever gotten fat. No one ever said, oh my God, I gained 50 pounds from Thanksgiving. It's when, you know, you're home with family, there's already that pressure and everything else. And, you know, for me, it's always, it reminds me of childhood. Unlike Adam's, I had a pretty good childhood. Mm. And, you know, there are certain things. I'm not a turkey fan, but, you know, we do a big rib roast and there's going to be, I'm sure, stuffing and potatoes or whatever my wife likes to do, because it's what you're supposed to do. And people always say, well, do you eat those things on Thanksgiving? Yeah, I do. Because it's one meal. And by the way, I do suffer the next day. I have enough football injuries to go over four different human bodies, but and I feel all of that from the inflammation the next day. And somehow I tell myself every year it's worth it. And you know, I think everyone should do that. Eat, drink, be merry, and then jump right back. Don't turn this into, okay, now we have Christmas coming up in 3 weeks. Fuck it. Just jump back on, you know, the wagon for 3 weeks and then hop off that wagon again at Christmas time and then jump back on the wagon again.
And also I really think it's important for people to have little carrots dangling on sticks in front of them. Like, for instance, I went out with Jimmy and the whole crew, and I knew we were going to Bianco's Pizza and downtown, and I knew it was going to be a never-ending cacophony of carbs heading my way because Chris Bianco makes amazing pizza. I didn't eat that day. I was just like, I know what I'm going to do tonight, and I'm not having a sandwich for lunch. I'm just going to skip that. And I had the same thought like coming into Thanksgiving. Like, I don't want to count any calories. I want to do whatever I want to do. I want to have a second piece of pie if I want a second piece of pie. I'm going to take it easy for a couple days going into that.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of a version of, GQ wants to do a photo spread on you in a month. All right, circle that calendar and take it easy up until that day. But set those sort of little, you know, don't have to be photo shoots or Thanksgiving, but just little
something to look forward to.
Little things where you go, I know what I'm going to be doing on Saturday night. I'll take it easy Wednesday through Friday.
Right.
I'm sticking with the I gained 50 pounds on Thanksgiving. I'm riding that one.
That's the one to beat.
I'm riding that one. You should have seen me last week. Last week I was trim, then I ate turkey, and I just gained 47 pounds.
And you can do it.
You know why, Vinny? Because people I know don't know you. That's why. They're not following you. They don't know where I get these secrets.
And please, people, enough with the stuffing waffles that everyone's trying to sell us all on the day after Thanksgiving.
Wait, what?
Oh.
Stuffing waffles?
Everybody, every year this comes up. Hey, do you have a ton of leftovers? By the way, we already did our Thanksgiving. We did a little Friendsgiving, and I gave everybody takeout boxes. I got all that shit out of the house. But everybody says, can't figure out what to do with your stuffing? I don't know. Fucking microwave it and eat it. Put it in your waffle iron. And instead of syrup, you pour gravy over it. Now you have stuffing waffles.
Oh, and God. That's why we have fat mannequins. If you're eating stuffing waffles, then just stop it.
Yeah.
And by the way, Alonzo, getting back to mannequins with big jugs, I can't believe you walked past a Harley-Davidson dealership without
without going in?
Yeah.
No, because Harley has stores that just sell their clothes.
Oh,
okay.
They don't listen.
I was hearing Dennis Rodman walking past the whorehouse.
They have stores that just, clothes is such a big business. They sell just the clothes.
Now it all's come together. All right, Vinny, the new Prager video called America's Fat, but you don't have to be. It's available now in PragerU, and the film's Beyond Impossible and Fat, a documentary available to rent or buy on Amazon. I would definitely check out those docs and get informed. Vinny, always great to see you, my friend.
Happy holidays, everyone. Alonzo, it was a pleasure meeting you, man.
Thanks for the love, Vinny. Thank you, man. Bye. I appreciate it.
Later.
All right, let me tell you, we have our annual mac and cheese video
hero.
I'm guessing Alonzo's probably seen, but I don't know.
Best.
I love this woman. She's a hero. First, there's Blinds Galore. They're having a massive Black Friday sale. It starts this week. Everything's going to be 50% off, one of the biggest sales of the year. Get over to blindsgalore.com today. Take 50% off their custom blinds and shades starting November 22nd. First place to buy custom window treatments online. Family owned and run for 20 plus years. Over 2 million windows covered. The window treatments, they're not lying around on the shelf like at the big box store. All Blinds Galore products are hand-built from scratch, delivered right to your door, and created just for your windows. Go online, take the measurements. They even have an online one-on-one consultation, and they have a virtual designer you can use. I use these all over my house. I use them at the office. They're the best. They're Blinds Galore. Right, Dawson?
BlindsGalore.com makes it easy to get the high-quality designer blinds and shades you've always wanted in your home, all at a great price, all at up to 50% off. See for yourself at BlindsGalore.com today, and let them know that Adam sent you. That's BlindsGalore.com.
All right. Alonzo's going to do some tweet-splaining. We also have our mac and cheese lady. I got a follow-up to that leaf blower story as well. And we'll do all that right after this.
All month long on Pluto TV, stream the biggest Tyler Perry movies free. Watch your favorites like Madea's Witness Protection and Madea's Big Happy Family. Join Tyler Perry as he goes on a couples retreat with Sharon Leal in Why Did I Get Married? Or Idris Elba and Gabrielle Union in the Tyler Perry-directed film Daddy's Little Girls. Plus, Pluto TV has hundreds of channels with thousands more movies and TV shows, available on live and on demand. Download the free Pluto TV app on all your favorite devices and start streaming now. Pluto TV. Drop in, watch free.